I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. Ooh. Good morning all, or whenever you're listening to this podcast. I have just got up and I've come straight out into the woods. Wellies on, into the woods immediately. Before breakfast, before a cup of tea, before anything. Because that's the way I roll. And as you do, it's like, oh, just catch up, see if anything's happening with any of my clients. The joy of working with people globally is obviously everyone's awake and active at different times. So when I wake up, I generally have quite a few messages from my US, Canadian and Australian clients and have received an absolutely amazing feedback from the client. And she's written me a lovely testimonial about our session. So part of the support that I offer is I always ask clients to reflect on our sessions. And this is really important. If you're working with a therapist or counsellor or someone, if this isn't part of the service they offer, ask them to introduce it because it's so, so beneficial. So this is basically just a form that I send to clients after our session, and I ask them to fill it in within 24 hours of the session. So it doesn't need to be straight away. Sometimes it's actually more beneficial to fill it out the following day. And these questions ask the following. So I ask, obviously name date of the session, so I know who I'm listening to. What was the focus of our session, and do you feel our session was helpful? Now, these questions are purely for me. The answers that are shared in this bit are not shared anywhere else. They're like private questions, private answers for me and for my clients. So what was the focus of the session, and do you feel the session was helpful? So this kind of retunes the client back in with, well, what were we doing? What was the point of that session? In my work, we always have a focus. I'm not a counsellor. I am not here for you to come in and I say, how are you? And you spend an hour and a half telling me how you are. That is not how I work. We always have an intention and a focus for a session. And generally, we have a 3-month focus. So when I start working with someone, I will literally, like, in 12 weeks' time, where do you want to be? How do you want to feel emotionally? What do you want physically to be happening in your life? What do you want to be happening? And so retuning in, it's like, what was our focus? And was that helpful? Was that a good use of our time? And then I ask, have you noticed any shifts in your thinking or feelings, be that during or following our session? I.e., before our session I felt X and now I feel Y. And this is important for me to ensure that people are getting the transformational results that I want them to and I know that they're capable of. But this also gets the client. So this is kind of like a gratitude practice. This is like scanning your mind and looking for, well, what happens? Have I felt any shift? And a lot of the time there will be a very visceral, clear shift that happens in session during a technique that happens. And sometimes it's a shift afterwards. And like I said, I'm asking them to complete this form within 24 hours. So other times there is a shift that happens sort of on a longer basis. But this is asking for something that's really, you know, immediate, that's happened. And so this gets them to scan through, all the way through their session and all of the time since their session until this very moment, to go, well, was I feeling a certain way and now I feel different? And by asking them, have you noticed any shifts? Like, well, have I? And they search for them. Because sometimes it's really easy to have a therapy session and then off you go with your life and you don't really give yourself credit for what you've done in that session. Sometimes you can experience this massive shift and then you're like, oh, and the next problem is... and we're like, well, hang on. You've just cleared something that's bothering you for 10 years. Let's just take a moment and let's celebrate that. And also by celebrating it, by realizing that you are capable of these shifts, you are capable of feeling one way and, you know, an hour later, feeling completely different about that topic, this is huge. This isn't just, oh great, I feel great about that particular thing. This opens your mind up to realize that your emotions and thoughts and feelings are not set in stone. They are transient. You can change them. You can choose consciously to work on something and clear it and experience a shift. So taking that time to reflect, this is also really important for me, because if someone goes, well, no, actually I feel exactly the same as I did at the beginning of the session, I'm not doing my job properly. If someone does not experience a shift, however minute, and sometimes it's the tiniest little, what do you call it, like spin of the dial. It's not a spin, it's like a twitch. It's a tiny, tiny little shift, but it's still a shift. And if you know the shift, there's some kind of strange aeroplane nearby, which basically sounds like an ongoing elephant fart. So I do apologise if you can hear that above. If you can't hear it, I just sound a bit strange. But you know that about me anyway, so never mind. So yes, we want to ensure that there are shifts. Because if I feel that someone has experienced a shift, and then they're like, well, no, I haven't. Again, we need to check in on that. It's like, well, hang on, something's not adding up here. We need to work on that, and we need to look at, well, hang on, if you don't feel different, but I feel that you should feel different. So again, I'm not doing my job properly. It's like, hang on. And so really ask yourself, if you're working with someone and you just feel the same as you did when you first started seeing them, they're not doing their job properly. If they're not helping you, supporting you, and making this very clear, it's not their job to make you feel better. That's your job. You need to do the work, and only you can do that. However, they should be facilitating, supporting you, guiding you, encouraging you to do that work so that you feel better. Because if you're not feeling any shift whatsoever, you might as well be doing something else with your time. You might as well go and do something that you really enjoy to shift your emotional vibration that way. Because if going into a therapy or counselling session is not changing the way you feel, or even worse, makes you feel worse. And occasionally, yes, like, let's put it this way. Generally, you shouldn't want to go to therapy. This is a fantastic phrase that my tutor told me about when I trained. And he said, if it gets to the point that a client is looking forward to the session with you, they probably don't need to come to sessions anymore. Because your subconscious mind does not want change. You should maybe feel a little bit apprehensive about coming to therapy sessions, because you're about to do therapy. Your subconscious mind is shitting itself because you're about to unleash some mind-body techniques on that bastard and be like, come on, let's clear this stuff. And so if you're totally like, oh, I'm really, really looking forward to today, and maybe you are, a personal development junkie and you get your kicks through doing this work and clearing the stuff. But most people are a bit like, oh, God, oh, she's going to make me go there. Oh, she's going to make me talk about that. Oh, I don't want to do it. That's fine. So the next question I ask is, what was the best bit of the session? And this can be really, really illuminating for me. So like I said, these questions are for my client and for myself. This is practicing straight full-on gratitude. It's like, what was the best bit? Search the session for all the things that were good and pick your favourite. And this, for some people, might be really hard. It's like, actually, that was a really tough session. And the best bit was actually the end, when when, you know, we did the meditation or the relaxation or whatever it is we're doing. That was the bit that I really enjoyed. Maybe the rest of it was quite full on, quite hard, or whatever it is. And other times people are like, oh, I just loved all of it. It felt so good. It just, oh, it feels so relieved, and that relief. Thanks. So I'm walking on the, oh, never mind.
Oh, thank you very much. much. I'm the last one.
Thanks. Some cyclists coming at speed. It's basically the from here is like it's all downhill the whole way, so it's so fun on a bike. I do it on mine sometimes, but obviously as a walker coming up the hill, it's like constantly listening for like the off bicycles jumping out of the way. So yes, next one was the best bit of the session. Then how do you feel now looking back? Because how someone feels immediately after a session and how they feel that evening or the following day can be quite different. And sometimes you can feel exhausted after a session. Sometimes you can feel elated. Sometimes you can feel, you just want to get into a hot bath and crawl under a duvet. It's totally fine. Sometimes when we're doing this work, we need to give ourselves space after our sessions as well, to keep on doing that healing, keep on doing that reprocessing work. I then ask, what was your number one takeaway from the session? So quite a chunky part of my sessions is coaching, is conversation, which is I'm asking questions, telling stories either from my own experience, from working with other clients for the past 10 years in this field. I've given case studies from my supervisors and the people I trained with and my colleagues. And so there's a lot of like golden nuggets that are shared in these sessions. And again, if you don't note that down, if you're having a session and you go like, oh my God, oh, that's amazing advice. Oh, thank you. That's great. And you don't document that anywhere. Some of them, yes, you are just going to remember. But a lot of them, in a month's time, in 2 months' time, just completely forget. So note it down. And the process of doing this, we're asking you, you're searching the session, like that gratitude practice, for, well, were there any golden nuggets? And if there were, what was the best? What is the one that I'm going to share about here and talk about? So again, super beneficial for me to go, well, has what's landed, what I feel needs to land, has it landed? I then ask, what are your intentions following the session? Working with me is never just about the time spent together in session, on Zoom. It's always about the ongoing work before and after that session. So I support clients for a minimum of 12 weeks, absolute minimum. And this is because I don't want to share just an hour of my time. I have 10 years of experience of doing this, and I want to give you so much more than just an hour, which is why all of my sessions are either 75 minutes long, or if we're doing AMDR, are 90 minutes long, to give us time to have that little chat at the beginning, just to warm up and sort of feel yourself into the space. We've got time to do full-on therapy and go deep into a technique, and then wind up at the end. And I always ensure that I'm sending you off from that session emotionally balanced, that you may feel tired from doing therapy work, but if you need to carry on with your day and go back to work or do whatever it is you're doing, that you're able to do that, that we haven't just opened a load of stuff and then I've left you feeling really raw. Always ensure, bring that back down, and we can close stuff away and go, right, we're coming back. So we put a pin in that. We're coming back to that in our next session. But I'll also be asking you to do work in between the sessions. So this may include listening to a personalised MP3 that I've made you in that session. This could be journal work. This might be catching up with a particular bonus or module from the Embrace Fertility Method. This could be reading something. Could be watching something. There's so much more. It's not just about that time spent. There's ongoing work. And again, if you're working with someone who's like, right, yep, great, see you in 2 weeks, and there's nothing for you to do or nothing for you to think about between the sessions, again, ask them to provide that for you and say, well, what should I be doing between now and then? Is there a meditation practice you should be doing? Should you be doing emotional freedom technique work on particular elements of the topic we're working on? If you're completely reliant on your therapist to be providing all of the opportunities for transformation, you're really missing a trick, because the work, we can start the work together. And yes, a lot of the time my clients want me to be there with them, keeping them safe, guiding them, leading them through. But then, because I'm supporting people for 3 months as well, you begin to get that confidence that you're like, well, actually, I could do that. You know, that one journaling question, I could actually do that on my own, and I could sit in meditation afterwards. And then, here's the beauty, you report back to me via Telegram voice notes what's going on for you, and then I respond and tell you the next thing to do, or give advice on what's happened, or just offer support around what's come up for you. And so you're not just on your own between those sessions. You've got me in your pocket the entire time. You can just grab your phone, send me a little voice note. I will pick it up, you know, within the next 24, 48 hours and get back to you and be like, oh, okay, what about this? What about this? Have you thought about this? You've also got the Embrace Circle, so you can come into the group and you've got a whole circle of women going through similar things to yourself, who are all fascinated and interested in the mind-body link and wanting to be supporting themselves and doing these things. So you've got their support as well. And that is the beauty of having the circle and that support. Then I ask people for feedback that's then for me. So I ask how many stars out of 5 you would give the services and support I offer. And obviously, I want to know if it's not a 5, why not? So I ask the question, how can I improve the services that I offer? And this is so, so, so important, because I want to ensure that I am supporting you in the best possible way that I can. And so occasionally that we might say, oh, actually, because of the time difference, I'm struggling to make the circle calls because it's getting a bit close to my bedtime. Like, if they could come forward, that'd be great. It's like, okay, brilliant. And obviously people could just email me or say in session, but I don't want the sessions to be like admin. I don't want, within your sacred session time, for you to be having conversations like about like, oh, this bit's a bit sticky, or actually, oh, there's a problem with my invoice, like, could we sort that out? Or actually, I'm having problems logging into Kajabi. But I want to make there be a space there that, again, by asking that question, I'm asking my clients to search their minds. Well, is there any room for improvement? Because they might never say certain things to me because they've never thought about it. They've never thought about like, oh, well, this would actually be better for me. But by asking the question, what can I do to improve the service I offer? It opens up their minds and they go, oh, what could Naomi do to improve? Oh, she could do this. And through that sort of suggestion box, we've had some amazing feedback and amazing changes within the Embrace Circle and within the ongoing monthly support that I offer. And so one of them was that once people have finished the course, then you're very welcome to stay in the Embrace Circle and be part of that membership. So it's the private Facebook group and then 2 monthly group coaching calls. Excuse me. And so once you finish the course, and then a suggestion was like, well, I finished all of the course and all of the bonuses, but I really want to stay in the membership and I'm loving the community and I'm friends with the other women now, but I'd love some direction. Like, should I just redo the course? And so I was like, oh, okay, what we'll do is we'll pick a topic either from the course or the bonuses or something new. And then those of you that have finished the course can all work through that together at the same time. So our focus for the last 3 weeks has been how to emotionally and energetically prepare for the next step. Be that treatment, moving on to another stage of the fertility journey. And this has been, this was really topical because a lot of the ladies in the group at the minute are going through treatment cycles. So that was our focus. The 2 weeks before that, we were looking at art therapy. And so we actually did a session. I've come the way where I have to go up the really steep hill. I apologise for the panting. Yes, we actually did some art therapy together in the group call. So I've got everyone, so when you join, you get sent a gift box. And in that gift box has watercolour paints, watercolour paper, pens, paper, a journal, loads of fun things, a whole box of rainbows. So I was like, right, everyone grab a gift box. We're going to all paint a picture at the start of the session on something that we want to be free of. We then did some group tapping together on the images that we'd drawn. And then, at the end of the session, painted the antidote, painted what we wanted instead. And it was such a fun evening. So I run the calls at 8 p.m. GMT time, London time. And it was just such a lovely way to spend the evening just painting and talking about change. And the images that people were coming up with were so beautiful, and so many metaphors in those drawings. So yes, always ask how I can improve. And sometimes, like today, the answer I've got is, I would give you 5 stars. What can I do to improve the service offer? I'm really sorry, I don't have any improved tips. You are already doing amazing in supporting us ladies on the fertility journey. Thank you. Kiss, kiss. Obviously, that's rather lovely. But I'm like, oh, thank you. And then I always ask for a testimonial as well. So I say, on that note, please could you write me a testimonial? It can be a one-liner about your session, but the longer the better, as this is the best way for me to illustrate to others what it's like to be supported by me. And so this isn't about people saying, oh, Naomi, so amazing, thanks. I don't need that. What I need is ways to illustrate to those of you that have never worked with me before what it's like to work with me, what it's like to be supported by me. And so this is what I woke up to this morning from Crystal, who's had a session with me on Friday. Oh my God, where do I start? Lots of laugh. The AMDR sessions just keep blowing my mind every time I experience one. I've tried lots of different mind shift techniques before, like emotional freedom technique, which is powerful, but AMDR is like Superman defeating Lex Luthor in one go. I cannot express enough how powerful this technique is. Every time I have something that pops up, which takes me back to a past experience or memory, and I'm overly emotional about it, or have experienced an emotional situation in the past where I wouldn't normally be, I reach out to the amazing Naomi for an AMDR session so I can move through it quicker than I normally would using EFT. If anyone is on the fence about AMDR, just give it a go. You have nothing to lose and you definitely will not regret it. And this is the message that inspired this podcast, that AMDR is, it's the new technique that I trained in 2021. So I'm trained in cognitive hypnotherapy, emotional freedom technique, high anxiety pregnancies, confident childbirth, NLP, CBT, mindfulness, all the things. And part of my professional ongoing development is to add to my skill set each year. It's to keep abreast of the developments in mind-body techniques and ensure that I'm bringing the absolute best that I can to each and every client. And so in 2021, I trained in AMDR, which is Applied Movement Desensitization and Reconsolidation. I always have to take my time with this as I get the right order. And this technique is done over 3 hours. It's a 12-step, very in-depth therapeutic model. 12 steps. And so we do it over 2 sessions, 2 90-minute sessions a week apart. And this technique is perfect, like Crystal said, for working on a situation that's happened in the past where you feel you don't feel comfortable with what happened. So either this could be a traumatic event, it could be something that was very creating a lot of anxiety for you, creating depressive thinking. So it can be a situation that happened in the past that you have emotional resonance around that you want to clear, Or it can be a belief or repetitive negative thought that you want to clear. And so you can start with like the thought, the belief, and then we go back and find the root, the situation, where that came from. So it can be either. And examples might be for this is, you know, I had an ectopic pregnancy and I'm petrified of that happening again because I nearly died, scared of getting pregnant. It could be, you know, when I miscarried, I just keep having flashbacks of that moment when it started and I didn't know what to do. It might be nothing to do with fertility whatsoever. It could be a situation at work where you know that you're not quite stepping into your power about working with people and managing people, but you're not really sure why. So the start point is, I don't feel confident around my employees. I don't quite know what I'm supposed to do. The people I'm managing, there's something just isn't quite adding up. I'm not sure why. And this was a session I did with a client, and we actually went back, and the root situation was nothing to do with work. It was back when she was a child, and she needed to parent one of her parents. And so the belief she had taken on in that moment was, I need to parent. I need to parent those around me in order to keep myself safe. And so you can imagine that now she's managing others, parenting the people she's managing, really not a good working style, because it means that she's doing so much more for them, was doing so much more for them, and she didn't need to. She was not giving them you know, enough scope in their work. She was like helicopter parenting, helicopter managing around them. And we did a session to clear this. And then afterwards she said her working life has just been like literally transformed. She is now the manager that she always wanted to be, because she was like, well, I can go, I don't need to parent them, and they're not my children. This is what the work you need to do. If you need help and support, I am here. You can come and ask me, but here's your work, off you go. And so it just completely transformed the way that she works. Another example was a client who just didn't feel safe in situations with a lot of women. And so she was fine with like one or two friends, but as soon as it got to like a bigger group of women, then it was really triggering. And she was like, I don't know why, I you know, want to do like these group activities, but I feel really uncomfortable, don't know why. And so when we went back to find the root of that, it was when she was bullied as a teenager by a group of girls. And obviously there's group of girls now that linked in her mind to group of women, group of females, not safe. Stay away from groups of women. And obviously if you're spending your life going, it's not safe for me to be in a group of women, that's really, really doing you a disservice, because women can be freaking amazing and so supportive on this journey. And so there are so many different start points to this. And sometimes clients won't really know exactly what the start point's going to be. That is totally fine. That is part of my work. So because I'm supporting people for 12 weeks, you don't need to say like, oh, I want to do AMDR on this particular thing. You may have a traumatic experience from your past that you're like, yep, that wasn't great. And even if it's got nothing to do with fertility, it's absolutely fine. I specialise in this field, but I'm obviously trained to work with anyone on anything. And the trauma training that I have is very, very in-depth. So I have supported people with sexual abuse, with rape, with eating disorders, with ongoing anxiety, with work issues, with phobias. I've worked on a frog phobia before, spider phobia, fear of flying. Many, many different topics. And so also the joy of working with me for 12 weeks is we don't just do the fertility stuff. That's the start point. That's my passion and my interest. And that's what brings everyone together in the Embrace Circle. But the actual therapy work we do, it may be something that you feel has absolutely nothing to do with fertility whatsoever. This situation happened at school. It's got nothing to do with, you know, with trying to conceive or becoming a parent. And then actually, as you start to do the work in the Embrace Fertility Method, and which is basically 12 weeks of guided inner discovery and therapy, you start to go, oh, hang on, Oh, that key situation that happened in school has actually coloured my decision-making process and my behaviour, you know, with people of authority since then. And this is why when my doctor suggests things, I refuse to do it. And I won't do treatment and I won't do this and this because my doctor's told me to and I don't want to. And it stems back to having, you know, absolutely awful teacher who, you know, used to make you do things that they really shouldn't be doing and telling you to do things that you didn't feel comfortable about doing. And so in your head, you've gone, people in authority should not be trusted. Ignore what they say. Which again, not a very helpful belief. And so the process of AMDR, which is absolutely fascinating, which has been created by Jill Wood and Joshua Isaac. And you have the start point, and this may involve doing a hypnotic timeline to guide you back to that moment, but from a third party viewpoint. So we don't drop you back into your body at that point and re-traumatize you. We just go back and we look at it. And we do this in conversation as well to start with, before sometimes we don't even need to do the timeline. If it was a really traumatic event that you're like, not a chance in hell I'm going back there again ever, we don't do the timeline bit. We just talk about it, conversation, eyes open, conversation, eye to eye, talk about it and just find that nanosecond in time where it was the absolute worst. Just that nanosecond, that's all we need. And then what we do is we create a list of all the beliefs and all the thoughts that you had in that moment that you feel that are not serving you. And so, for example, when it comes to miscarriage, that pinpoint moment might be when you started to bleed and you felt the pain and you were like, the moment when you realised something is seriously, seriously wrong with my pregnancy. I don't know what to do now, I'm scared. So pinpoint that triggering moment, that trauma. And when... So a situation has A situation has the potential, it's not guaranteed, but has the potential to be traumatic if it includes the elements of shock. And we go through and I ask you a lot of very detailed coaching questions to help uncover these beliefs. So it'll be like, what did you make this situation mean about you? What did you lose faith or trust in at that moment? And there's so many, there's a whole list. So I help you. You don't need to sort of know the answers to this consciously. I help guide you to create this list. And we're normally looking at about two sides of A4 of beliefs that were taken on in that nanosecond, in that split second of trauma. And this as well can be events that you don't even view as trauma, as traumatic. But to the past you, especially if you were a child at the time, may have taken it on and found it traumatic. So create a big long list. And just in creating this list, you can experience massive shifts because you're like, oh yeah, hang on. You know, that doesn't add up anymore. Like, I don't believe that anymore. But there's a part of you, the younger you, that may be locked in that belief, in that cycle. So when you are triggered by something in the now that relates to that past situation, you're pulling up from your memory library a version of what happened in the past and using that as a reference point, which, especially with something that happened to like a 7-year-old, is not the best way to be making decisions, because a lot of the time it's based on faulty thinking that no longer stands up as, you know, a full-grown man or woman. So next, and this normally happens, so we spend like a good, it's probably 2 hours, oh no, sorry, it's probably a good like 45 minutes on that process. We then start the fun bit, where we start to create antidote phrases. And these are prop statements. They're positive, resourceful, opposite, and purposeful. So an affirmation would be the positive opposite of a negative statement. So it could be, I'm not lovable. Switch that to, I am lovable. But a lot of the time our minds will fight against affirmations because we actually have the lived experience. We have the evidence in our life that in that moment in time, I wasn't lovable because this, this and this happened. I was not loved. I was not protected. Excuse me. And so we can't just switch it to an affirmation. And you may have found this before, if you're using affirmations, that part of you is just like, no. Just no, I don't believe that, and so I'm going to just completely discount it. So what we do is we also add on statements that are purposeful and resourceful. And this helps move us towards the outcome that we want, which is probably the affirmation, is how we would like to feel. And I will help clients to create these statements. So what happens is I read out the negative statement. You come back with me, back to me, with like the opposite and the positive. And then we work together to bring in the purposeful and resourceful. And it's such a fun process because the language is so important to humans and has so much relevance. The way we speak to ourselves impacts everything. It impacts how we feel throughout the day. It impacts the decisions that we make. It impacts everything. And so, yeah, going through, and I hope you make this beautiful list. So again, we've now got two sides of A4 with these beautiful, positive, resourceful, opposite and purposeful statements. We then do bilateral stimulation. So this is where you can either use the eye movement, so where you are keeping your eyes open and you're either following my finger or a dot on the computer screen, going left to right to create this bilateral stimulation in your brain. For a lot of people, the eye movement actually makes them feel quite nauseous. And so actually, I generally go for tapping on the knees. It means you can have your eyes closed, which means you can connect back in with your unconscious on a deeper level. And you will tap on your right and left knees at a very particular pace. The pace of the tapping is really important. So I use a piece of music, which I can then give to you for you to be listening to following the session, if you want to use it for ongoing just relaxation, personal development, to clear other things in your life. And we do this, and again, we don't want you to revisit, go back into that traumatic moment. I just want you to like tune into it energetically and focus on that. Do the bilateral stimulation. I am guiding you the whole time in that space and keeping you safe. And what happens here is, so when I was training, I'm actually doing this, you know, we have to practice all of the techniques on each other to ensure we understand them and to, you know, experience it so we know what's going on. And for me, the situation I was working on, I was so set in stone with, this is how I feel. This is my opinion on this and it's not going to change. And because I have this opinion, this shitty thing happened and therefore I feel really uncomfortable about what happened. And I can't, you know, I cannot change my belief. That's just how I feel. The end point that my therapist I was supporting me was working towards was removing the negative association with the situation that happened. And actually, we're doing the tapping, and through it, I was having this internal argument with myself. I was like, well, this is what happened, and this is wrong, and the thing shouldn't be like this. And then actually, my mind was going, well, hang on, actually, is that... you're actually putting a very black and white lens on this. Is actually what happened the truth? You only saw like a split second, and then 5 minutes later it was reported that then this happened. This is a very minor issue that we are working on, a very minor upset. We like in training sessions you're obviously asked not to bring the most traumatic thing that ever happened to you to session. You can obviously book a session with another therapist to do this. These are like 20 minutes, like practice sessions with each other. And I was having this internal argument with myself, and I was like, and by the end of it, I literally was like, oh yeah, actually, what happened wasn't great, but it's not the end of the world because actually my belief around this has actually now shifted. And looking at the bigger picture, what happened is actually the best for me and what I want. I just didn't like the way it was happening in that split second moment. So next time that happens, I will do this, this and this to ensure things happen differently. And I was literally just sat there like, oh my God, I've like had this internal argument in my brain where part of me is going, this is my belief. I'm never changing it. And the other part of me is going, well, yes, but look at this, this, and this, and this, and this. And I was like, oh yeah, it's a really valid point. All right then. It's so fascinating. So then, and I should point out that I've given a really strange example because I haven't given you like the context behind it. So it may be things that you feel are set in stone for you that are literally like, I am never going to change my belief about X, whatever it is. And we're not aiming to change beliefs that you don't want to change. We're looking to change beliefs that you want to change. However, along the way, things may shift for you that you're like, oh, yeah, actually, holding on to that particular belief. You know, and sometimes it's things like, I must work hard to prove myself. And you're like, no, I really like that belief. That means I'm a hard worker and I'm really good and I really push myself and I stay up late to get things done. And then you accidentally clear that belief and then you're like, oh, my worth is not linked to how hard I work. Oh, shit. I'm now going to have to choose when I work hard for other reasons, like wanting, you know, to be successful, wanting to do a good job, but not because I have to. Dun, dun, dun. That has happened before to me as well in a session. And you're suddenly like, oh, that belief that I thought was actually really healthy for me is actually based on a big pile of poop. So we can shift that. That's great. So the next stage is we switch to beautiful butterfly tapping. And this is a technique that I've shared on Instagram where it's really simple. You just cross your arms, cross your chest, and then you're tapping on the like the top part of your arm, so between your shoulder and your elbow, somewhere along that line. If you imagine like down the seam of your clothes, you're tapping there at this pace. Left, right, left, right, left, right. It's very slow, it's very gradual, it's very peaceful. And what we do then is we're tapping in the new antidote phrases, the positive, resourceful, opposite, and purposeful phrases. And so I will then guide you and I will be reading out, creating those statements into an MP3 for you to be listening to ongoing. So you're tapping while I'm reading out these beautiful statements to you after guiding you into relaxation. And you're literally, you're tapping them into your brain. And then I create that into an MP3 for you and you listen to that every day for 2 weeks minimum. And what happens is by the end of that 2 weeks, you have reinstalled new belief systems, new ideas, new thoughts, new ways of being. And let me be very clear, these are your phrases, your words. At any point through the session, if you go, I don't really like that one, can we switch that one out? We do. This is only what you are agreeing to. You feel different and you have these shifts. Like Crystal said, it's like Superman defeating Lex Luthor in one go, in one fell swoop. Bosh, done, out the door. It is so powerful. It is so fascinating. This is like a really new technique. This is like a development on the eye movement desensitization technique, but it brings in elements of cognitive hypnotherapy, of NLP, using the acupressure points for the bilateral stimulation instead of just relying on the eye movement, where that can be really difficult for some people. And it's so fascinating. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, then please do reach out. I have space to support just 2 more clients this side of Christmas, and that is for the 3-month package. So everyone who works with me gets full access to the Embrace Fertility Method 12-week course and all of the bonuses. And then with the shift package, you also receive 6 one-to-one sessions. 2 of those sessions are going to be your 3 hours worth of AMDR if you choose to do that technique. Not everybody does, but if there's something that comes up in those first few weeks that I'm like, oh, this would be a really good one for this technique, then that is there as an option for you. If you want to find out more, just give me a shout and we can jump on a call to discuss it. Everyone I work with one-to-one, I offer a 30-minute clarity call. And this is a space for us to get to know each other, for me to ask you questions about you, for you to ask questions about me, And then at the end of that time, if it's appropriate, we'll have a conversation about working together. I only work with people that I feel I can really support and help, and I want to ensure that I'm the best therapist for you. If I'm not, I have many, many friends who are therapists, coaches, counsellors. I can refer you on to somebody else if I don't feel that I can help. And that gives you a chance as well to really see if you feel comfortable with me, if you feel that I'm the right person to support you. So you can check out my coaching page, which is embracefertility.co.uk/coaching on my website. And you can check out the Embrace Fertility Method at embracefertility.co.uk/embrace. And yeah, just let me know if you'd like to book a 30-minute clarity call to discuss things.